is Christina. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of It's My Opinion. I am so grateful to have all you guys here, even if it's just an audience of three. Thank you. Sit down. Yes, thank you so much, guys. I really, really, really want to say that the three audience thing is a joke because I have seen it with my own eyes. I always thought, who would want to hear me speak, right? I mean, who would really want to hear me speak? Because all I do, I just quote Real Housewives, I just talk in memes, and yeah. So I am just so grateful, guys, that there is an audience for me out there. And I'm so, so grateful for all of you guys. And I'm thinking about every single one of you guys that have reached out to me and have gave me, and have given me, some constructive criticism, some tips, some tricks, everything, all that good stuff. You guys like have approached me and I have accepted that with so much respect. Again, I'm so grateful for all the comments, everything, and for just the support overall. Thank you guys so much. Now, I hope that you guys had a great weekend. Again, I am still not sure when exactly I want to be releasing this episode, but for right now, it is when I feel like I want to, you know, release them. And later on, I would try to like set a date for them. But also, I do want to go ahead and say, if you guys have anything, again, that you guys would like me to speak about, any topics, anything at all, please go ahead and let me know. I will be more than happy to go ahead and do that. Even if it's, let's talk about, you know, I don't know, even if it's the most random thing ever. But anyways, so yeah, I hope that you guys had a great weekend. I did. But also I got a little sick because I satisfied my craving of Peter Piper pizza, but then, not sponsored, but then, I just, my heartburn was killing me. I suffer from really bad heartburn. I think it's from all those years that I was in high school eating Flaming Hots for breakfast. Just kidding. That wasn't me. That wasn't me. But I hold no judgment, okay? So on Friday, though, I did have the opportunity to attend a joint committee hearing, and it was regarding the border crisis. Now, y'all know your girl. I was like walking towards there feeling like Olivia Pope. I was serving Legally Brown. I was, you know, just clack, clack, clack with my heels. The hair was swinging. Everything, you know, everything was good up until I got there. So it was packed. So I had to go to the overflow room. And I low-key feel like Adore Delano from RuPaul's Drag Race when she says, I don't think I belong here. It wasn't so bad, but there was a baby crying. And I did feel like, okay, I want to be like inside there. But then I realized that I am 4'9 and I can basically fit anywhere. So I was like, okay, Christina, you can do this, because I kept, like, peeking in, and there was, like, people, and there was, like, cameras, and there was, like, everything, and I was just like, oh my god, I don't know if I can do this. My social anxiety kept creeping up, and I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna breathe. And then eventually I did conquer my social anxiety, and I went in, and I found a tiny little spot for me, and it's those moments when, because I was late, okay? And why was I late? Because I was conquering that anxiety just to even get there, like to begin with, right? And, so, you know, those moments where like a meeting or an event, has been going on for a while, like maybe for 30 minutes, 40 minutes. So everybody's like, obviously their attention will like redirect to whatever catches their eye. Like I literally went in and everybody was staring at me and it was like, great. Don't mind me, the little 4'9 person here. So, yes, I did go in and I found a little spot. And basically, to summarize the hearing, lawmakers were discussing ways ways that the state could help with the ongoing border crisis. Now, I wish I could tell you guys that there was a resolution from, you know, the joint hearing. But unfortunately, I did not. I don't think there was. But of course, you can go ahead and keep up with it. I'm sure you can find it online. And it was last Friday, and it was a joint committee hearing regarding the border crisis. In full public hearings, like, you know, notices and all that good stuff, have to be published in your local newspaper. So in case you do want to start, like, attending those, or you want to, like, you know, maybe peek in or sit in the overflow room, they do have to publish them in your local newspaper. And it'll say there if it's public or whatever. But if you do have more questions regarding that, I will be more than happy to help, okay? So that's what I did on Friday. And then Saturday and Sunday, I was down in the border, aka Laredo, Texas. And, you know, I do want to go ahead and just throw this out there. Thank you, everybody that, you know, asked me and was concerned for me regarding my Taco de Pastor experience, the Taco de Pastor gate. I appreciate that. Because now, today, Monday, my stomach is really happy because, you know, like I was saying, after the Taco de Pastor gate, I went down and I ate a real taco from Paulita's with a real tortilla and real chorizo with potato, okay? And my mouth, my organs, my body, even my heartburn is like, thank you for putting this food inside us. We are very, very lucky. So it's because, like, no, you guys have to understand something. Like, everybody, I'm always saying this, but everyone knows I had this super bad experience once. And I'm going to say it again. I literally still suffer from PTSD from the taco de papa that I got one time. Well, I didn't get it. I just want to make that clear, okay? It was given to me. And at the moment, I was very hungry, okay? And I was not expecting that to be what I had ordered. I ordered a taco de papa, and they brought me a taco with mashed potato and egg. And yes, I know. I ate it. It was my decision, okay? So, but you guys, it was like the worst thing ever. I can still picture the mashed potato and the egg and the cheese together. And I don't like what I see, honestly. To go ahead and put it this way, our ancestors, in that moment when I took that bite from that taco, they probably rolled in their grave and they said, "We died for this?" But other than that, I always love, I don't think I realized how important and how lucky I was regarding food until I moved to Austin, Texas. I honestly appreciate so much more the food and the culture and just the fact that people speak Spanish down there. And it's just, you don't realize, you really don't realize what you have until you don't get to experience or eat it every day. And I definitely learned my lesson. But I love going down there. I love eating. Like I said, I also had Peter Piper pizza, even though I got major heartburn. It was definitely worth it. I think I was sick for like Saturday night and all Sunday morning. It was great. I do wish that I would have like stopped at Stripes and got a couple tacos to bring over, because I know I typically do that all the time, because, you know, I hate being in line. Well, I'm not the type of person though that gets annoyed easily. I do want to say that even though your past experiences, if you've had some with me, I really don't. So the one place though that I never complain ever, nothing ever crosses my mind, nothing, is Stripes. I could be in line with 10 different people and it will be the most random group, and I will wait in line, and I will respect the person in front of me, even if he orders or she orders 10 tacos, and it's, you know, the morning, and I don't care. I will wait, and I will wait for my taco, and I will wait in peace, and I will wait, and I will wait in happiness, okay? Because Stripe Tacos deserve that. They deserve that energy from me, okay? So that's what I did this weekend. It's like basically just I ate, you know? I fed myself. I indulged in one of the seven sins. On this episode, I did want to go ahead and talk about something that, you know, I've been thinking about and just hoping that it maybe resonates with some people, maybe it connects with some people, or, you know, it helps someone, whatever it is. So I just want to go ahead and ask this question, like, how many of us, you know, in the past, present, have, you know, woken up the next morning ashamed, maybe because they went out, you know, and drank too much, or they communicated with a person that, you know, whether it be family or, you know, an acquaintance. Is that the right word? A family or friend or, you know, a person of interest, whatever the case may be, that you communicated with them and you were not supposed to, and the next morning you're ashamed. Or maybe you engaged with them and, you know, maybe, you know, had a one-night stand with them, or, you know, are constantly, you know, keeping them around, and the next day you feel ashamed. You know what I mean? Or how many of us, you know, how many of our relationships have been ruined by this constant need of maybe us or the other person seeking validation? How many of us, you know, have gotten angry because maybe the person that we're with, or a family member, or, you know, maybe a coworker, whatever, did not react the way that we wanted them to react. You know, all these questions, I'm sure someone, you know, raised their hand. It's one of those Mean Girl, if anybody's seen that movie, Mean Girls, when they're like, who here has been personally victimized by Regina George? It's like, who here has been personally victimized by the ghost of the past? Everybody raises hand, right? I just wanted to go ahead and talk to you guys a little bit about this, and basically some of the things that I've done that maybe could help you guys, or maybe if you want to, like, implement them, like, in your lifestyle, in your habits. Now, I definitely don't want you guys to feel like, because you probably are like, oh my God, here we go again, this Mexican Oprah, we don't need you, we already have caso cerrado. I get it, I understand. And I'm no way, shape, or form am I trying to school anyone or talk down to anyone. This is, like, coming from the most respectful way, and like I said, of that it connects with people. And so basically, just to go ahead and get started, piggybacking off of that. So I'm basically talking about seeking validation, and how it ruins relationship, but ultimately how it ruins us and our self-esteem and our self-worth. So what is validation, right? So validation is basically the action of providing a validity. Can someone tell me how I spell that? You know, my Mexican accent is not letting me roll that D and that I. I'm struggling, okay? So you're basically seeking validation from, you're wanting validation from someone, you know, and that is what validation is, someone giving that to you. I keep saying, and it's like, I hear myself, but I can't stop myself. It's the weirdest thing. So first things first, I know that those who know me and those who have been around me maybe in the past or whatever can definitely see how I went from being, you know, kind of like this Kim Kardashian personality. I was constantly posting pictures. I was constantly living my life out there. So I went from that to Where's Waldo? And it sounds really crazy, but it literally went from that to that. Now, this podcast is not about me kind of discussing, like, my personal timeline, because I think it has nothing to do with it. But it is more about explaining the reason why and how that why has allowed me to break free and get more in touch with my inner self. Now, I don't really want to get into the topic of a lot of the things that lead to people constantly seeking validation, because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to misinform anyone, and I don't want to diagnose anyone. You know, so for the sake of it all, let's just go ahead and start this. Now, I was the type of person when I would say, you know, type of like Kim K, you know, I was always, you know, posting pictures. Like I said, I was always living my life kind of like in the public. I soon realized, this is going to sound so annoying because I keep saying, I felt like in my last two podcasts, I said that I have gone to therapy and I have, no, I do all this stuff. So just, you know, for the past years, of course, like I've mentioned before, for the 400th time, you know, I have gone to therapy. I have, you know, been kind of like engaging in all this stuff to kind of help myself, you know. And that has allowed me, that and other stuff allowed me to see that what I was doing was not okay. Because it wasn't for me, but it was for others. What do I mean by that? Well, you know, because what happens is, you know, like blunt speaking, there's no way to like, you know, go around it. I was constantly putting pictures up. I was constantly, you know, keeping people up to date on what I was doing. I was constantly, you know, observing what others were doing, observing what others were reacting towards me, observing what others were thinking about my pictures, observing what others were feeling about my pictures, constantly, constantly, constantly. So how that conditions one's mind and oneself is to kind of live your life in a way where you are constantly looking for that instant gratification, whether it be through social media, whether it be through a relationship, whether it be through, you know, a job, whatever, you know, maybe a boss or whatever. And so basically what it does is, you know, just give you this instant gratification. Well, the thing about that is that, unfortunately, it's not real gratification, because it's not meant to fulfill you. You know what? It's like, you know, when you go and put gas on your car, and we've all done it, you know, we put the regular gas because it's cheaper. But what happens is that sometimes that cheaper gas ends up maybe messing up with our engine, or runs out, you know, basically the car runs out of it faster. That's kind of the way that it is. That's kind of what those things, you know, like posting constantly posting pictures, constantly going out, constantly, you know, let me go ahead and rephrase that, because there's nothing wrong with going out. I want to go ahead and throw that out there. There's nothing wrong with going out. There's nothing wrong with posting pictures. There's nothing wrong with having, you know, relationships. There's nothing wrong with that. I want to make that very clear. What is wrong is to do it when you know that you know yourself, and you know that there's some unresolved issues that have pushed you to a point where you feel like you need to receive this instant gratification, or you will allow yourself to feel whatever it is that you're feeling that you don't want to feel in that moment, you know, or that you kind of want to reassure yourself that that is the way that you look in that moment, or you kind of want to reassure yourself that you are as important as you know, quote unquote, that you are. So there's nothing wrong with doing that when you're secure in yourself and when you're confident in yourself. And so I just wanted to clear that up, because I don't want to sound like you're like, don't go out, I'm not a party pooper, you know what I mean? It's not, that has nothing to do with it, I can assure you. So, you know, doing all this stuff, you know, like, you know, posting pictures, you know, texting a person that you obviously has, you know, no interest in you, you know, sleeping around or going out or all this acts that, you know, maybe if, let's just put it this way. If in the next morning you feel like, oh man, you feel pretty shitty and you feel shame and you feel guilt, then that might be a point where you should like say, okay, it's time for me to start, you know, holding myself accountable for what I'm doing. And the point here is me not trying to, I'm not here to like, you know, judge anyone. The point here is to kind of tell you guys how I was able to kind of break a little bit free. So first and foremost, like I was saying, is I was through therapy and through journaling and through a lot of prayer and through a lot of communication between myself and the past, I was able to understand why I was doing what I was doing. So step number one is you sit down and you take a look at your past. If your memory is not good, that's fine. Go ahead and just take a moment, relax. And even if you can just go back as far as like high school, as far as like middle school, whatever it is, just connecting the dots. For example, well, let's see. Just an example, maybe like my first, you know, relationship, I was extremely betrayed. I was, you know, constantly being neglected, and I was, you know, left for someone else. Even though it was a high school relationship, which our mind or the audience or society automatically puts it as non-important. Oh, those were your young days. No. What happens is that if that in that moment you weren't able to resolve that relationship, those feelings that came from that betrayal, you will 100% carry that on towards your next relationship, towards your future. So it's about sitting down and saying, I noticed a connection between that. So because that happened, I might be doing now this. I might be, you know, maybe treating men like they're nothing, you know, not replying to their texts, you know, just using them. So, okay, because that happened, I am now doing this. Again, that was just an example. But step number one, sitting down, asking yourself, why am I constantly posting up pictures? Why am I constantly wanting to go out? Why am I still keeping this unhealthy relationships with these men or these women? Why am I still keeping this person around? Why am I the way that I am? No. You know, asking those questions. Sit down, write them in a piece of paper, ask yourself, why am I doing this? And try to remember, even if it was from 5 years old to 10 years old to 12 years old, try to connect what you're doing right now to the past. Once you're able to do that, you've now accomplished step number one. You can now hold yourself accountable. You've now hold yourself accountable. You've now said, I am doing this because that has happened to me. You're not excusing it. You're holding yourself accountable. It's a huge difference. not excusing it. You're not justifying it. You're holding yourself accountable by saying it out loud and by putting two and two together. Once you have, once you can hold yourself accountable, everything else would be a piece of cake. Even because this is one thing that we have to understand, is that even if we are on this quote unquote growth journey, it's not all rainbows and butterflies and, oh, I am so enlightened. I am Buddha. I am Oprah. I'm a Yalavansant. It doesn't go that way. It doesn't go that way. A real true healing happens with breakdowns, with ups, with downs, sideways. It comes with everything. It is not rainbows and butterflies. It is not nothing of that. But you are no longer stuck. You're moving slowly, real slowly, but you're moving. You're moving forward. So number one, holding ourselves accountable, finding out why is it that we're doing what we're doing. Again, whether it be taking pictures, whatever the case may be. Once we're able to know why, again, it's easier for us to hold ourselves accountable. Now we can move on to the next step, which is like, okay, I noticed that I get a high from people commenting on my pictures, people liking my pictures, people responding to my text, people responding to this or to that. I noticed that I get a high from that. A high, again, is an instant gratification. So what happens is that you are now addicted. A lot of the problem comes from this social media, you know, era that we live in. And I use the social media, but it is about doing it with moderation. And I don't think that people are really familiar with one of the tactics that social media uses. It's kind of like addiction, you know. You are addicted to validation. And it is, and just like any other addiction, you have to detox yourself or you're going to be completely consumed. In this case, your mental health, your emotions, your soul, your energy is going to be completely consumed. Now, number two is whatever it is that you see yourself that you're constantly doing because of an unresolved issue in the past, step number one is detoxing yourself from that. One of the things that really helped me was gradually decreasing the amounts of pictures that I posted of myself. Because why? I took that power from other people and I said, this one belongs to me. This one's mine, you know? It doesn't mean that the next day you wake up and you're like, I am so self-confident. I love myself. I am everything, you know? Yes, girl. Yes. No, it doesn't work like that. Although, yes, sometimes, you know, when I look at myself, I'm like, okay now. Okay. Wink. But it doesn't work like that, unfortunately. It's like, again, it's a process. It's a journey. And everybody has a different one. But by doing that, I took the power away from everyone and I gave that power to myself. Again, I don't want to sound like I'm schooling or I'm talking down to anyone. I'm not. The thing about it, about this whole thing is that if right now this message is not resonating with you, it's okay. It doesn't mean that you're less smart. It doesn't mean that you're not intellectually connected with your emotions, whatever it is. It just means that right now, you're not ready to receive it. And that is fine. It's completely fine. Don't let anybody else determine where and when your growth begins. Don't. This is simply, you know, a story about me and what I did to be able to slowly move forward. So stop posting pictures. How did that help? I started to gain that power back. That power belongs to me. I still take pictures. I take a lot of pictures, actually. But I don't upload them. I just look at them. It's so weird. It's the weirdest thing. My therapist probably hearing me right now, like, girl, that's not okay either. No, I just take a bunch of pictures of myself. Not a bunch, you know, maybe like four. And I don't post them up anywhere. I just keep them to myself and I just look at them. Look at them all the time. And I tell myself, you know, yes. And in my head, I'm like, oh my God, iconic. There are now, of course, because I have been doing this thing for a while, I have been detoxing this this certain habit for a while. Now, little by little, I pick and choose, hey, let me go ahead and post this picture up, you know? And it's nothing. It's nothing, you know, because why? You've now conditioned your brain that you have that power. That you have that power, you know? So now you get to pick and choose who you want to share your pictures or when you want to share your pictures. And now you get to validate yourself first. So anything else is just second level. It's just, you know, birds in the wind. Oh, you look beautiful. Oh, thank you. I know, you know. So that's one thing I did. Stop posting pictures, you know, constantly posting pictures. So maybe an advice would be start 1 week, no pictures at all. No pictures at all. Maybe on Saturday you go out, post one picture. One picture, one video, a rule. You know, give yourself rules, set limits on yourself. You know, sometimes we constantly want to be posting up, you know, to allow that person that we're interested in to know what we're doing and to know how we look and to reassure ourselves we look good. So they need to know that we look good so that they know that we look good and then they continue to be attracted to us. But let me tell you something. Someone that needs to keep up with you like that, maybe it's not the best catch for you. Because someone should be keeping up with you irregardless of how you look or what you're doing, period. So that's that on that. Maybe I was schooling you guys a little bit there, okay? Now don't judge me, okay? So another thing that I did, and again, this happened throughout the years, you know, I stopped using the Instagram, the Facebook, and then after that came Snapchat. That was, you know, one of the hardest ones to get rid of. Now I've been 3 months free without Snapchat. It's been going great, actually, since January. And every once in a while, I'll get in. The last time I got in and I posted in. And it's not because I don't care about what others are doing. Again, it is because I felt that for the cleansing that I was trying to do with myself, it was necessary. I am so curious. I'm glad, you know, I still have Twitter. I'm glad where I can keep up with all these people, you know, that I used to have relationships with. It makes me feel so happy when they're doing good. Now, of course, it still hurts me when they're doing bad. And I think what Snapchat was doing, it was kind of putting me in this position where of course, it was like the constant gratification, the validation from the pictures I was posting, but also giving me this like laid back feeling of like, oh, I this is the new way of keeping up with people. And I don't know, like it, I'd rather know what people are feeling than know what people are doing and looking like. And I feel like that's why I like Twitter, not sponsored. So yes, I stopped using Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff, you know, and like I said, I don't not remove them completely, but it started gradually, you know, maybe got out a month, and then next thing you know, you're no longer, you know, using it. You're no longer engaging with it. You're no longer doing anything with it. So in those moments where you are maybe, you know, feeling like, okay, so then what do you expect me to do? Because I understand those moments. I understand those moments where maybe you post a picture because you want to feel that instant gratification, because maybe you're feeling alone, and that loneliness comes from maybe a person that you're interested in not replying to your text or not replying the way that you wanted them to reply. But I can 100% assure you that that has nothing to do with why you're feeling lonely. You know, person of interest number one not replying to you has nothing to do with how you're feeling. How you're feeling has something to do with an unresolved issue that you have not been able to process, that you have not been able to heal. Not because you're weak, not because you're not smart, but because nobody has showed you how, okay? So it's also important to feel compassion for ourselves and tell ourselves, you know what? It's okay. I did not know this, but now I do. So believe me, you, when you're getting upset because someone is not reacting the way you wanted to react, someone is not responding to you, that has nothing to do with the person. It has everything to do with yourself and what you didn't get at some point in your life or what you maybe got, you know, but not enough. So it's very important to keep that in mind because oftentimes we put this pressure on this person's. And these persons are going through that themselves, you know? And it is so important for us to, again, that's why accountability is important because it allows our relationships to flow and to breathe naturally without anybody putting any type of pressure, you know, on each other. Oh, that, you know, person of interest number one didn't reply. Okay, that's great. You know, I'm going to go ahead and continue doing. I'm going to watch some TV. I'm going to go ahead and play with my apps. Let me go ahead and text some friends. Let me go ahead and go outside and go into the living room and go ahead and sit with my family. You know what? I haven't talked to my aunt in a while. Let me go ahead and call my aunt. So stop texting. Stop calling. Stop using people to fulfill that loneliness. Stop posting pictures to avoid yourself, to feel. Because sooner or later, you guys, we have to feel. You know, we have to feel. There's no way around it. So those are just some advices that I recommend. A lot of journaling, of course. A lot of sitting down and talking. But guys, again, I don't know what to like school anyone or anything. If anybody is more interested, I'm not like on some Scientology, not sponsored. This is not a cult, okay, guys? Please don't attack me. This is just like, you know, some stuff that I have been able to learn and I'm very grateful for. And, you know, through all this work that I've been doing, so work. And believe me, you guys are probably like, oh, she's... You know, no. I'm not Oprah. I'm not Ayanna Masson. If anything, I'm Lara from Que Pasa el Desgraciado. If anything, but no, it's all about, you know, keep trying, keep pushing, and you know, let's stop putting so much pressure on others to give us what we can give ourselves. And let's start go ahead and loving ourselves, nurturing ourselves, you know, telling ourselves, you know what, when I was, you know, a child, you know, I wanted to feel love and I love myself. Picture yourselves, you know, as a child, a 6-year-old, as a 15-year-old, as that girl, you know, when you were 16, when you were sleeping around, whatever it is, tell yourself you are enough. And no matter how many guys that you sleep with, date, whatever, that is never going to make you feel enough because you are already enough, okay? Let's go ahead and, like, you know, take care of each other and take care of ourselves, you know? Let's go ahead and, you know, shower, take a bath, you know, put some movie on, put some hot and cold. I love doing that, getting in the shower, putting some icy hot, covering myself in it, feeling like a little sushi roll. I love putting the heater on my back. Self-love, guys, is so important. And again, this is not coming from someone. I, even Beyonce, I can tell you guys, from Lemonade, even Beyonce probably still is doing self-love, you know, kind of reminding herself to do that in a day-to-day basis. And I just want to go ahead and invite you guys to go ahead and, you know, just let's go ahead and love ourselves. If you have any questions, if you maybe connected, if you didn't connect it, again, if you want a topic that you want me to discuss, I'd be more than happy to do so. Thank you guys so much. Thank you. I am so grateful. I just one quick thing, and not sponsored. I know there's a lot of us, you know, UT Austin just recently, they said that in the coming years, they're going to go ahead and pay tuition for basically families, kids with families that make a certain amount of money. I know that there's a lot of us, a lot of people right now in situations where maybe they want to go to school, maybe they are already went to school, but they want to investigate other majors, but maybe don't have the money. Maybe you guys are already working. Maybe you never went to school, whatever the case may be. I want to go ahead and talk to you a little bit about EDX courses. It is an online basically website. It allows you to take free courses. You do have to pay for the certificates, but overall, most of the courses are free. There's a lot of great courses, guys. I actually did want to talk about this on here on my podcast, but it's already, I don't want to make it too long, about one of the stories from the courses. I am currently taking justice, and I'm also currently taking humanitarian law before I start school in August. And it's just helping me. It's keeping me entertained. I've learned a lot. You know, I've learned a lot, and it's great. It's very engaging. The professors, they're from Harvard. Well, the one that I'm listening to, he's from Harvard. And it's like you're there. They give you quizzes. You do some. It's literally like an online class. And I just wanted to tell you guys, maybe if it's something that you, oh, I want to go to school, I don't have the money, whatever it is. You know, there's this thing, it's online. Again, it has free courses. Yeah, maybe you won't get a certificate. Yeah, maybe you won't get a degree. But, you know, maybe it will help you, you know, learning and reading and just feeling like you're, you know, learning, you know. And even though I know some people hate on Kim Kardashian for skipping school, there are a lot of people that, you know, became lawyers like that just by learning cases, reading cases, whatever it is. So it's never too late to learn, guys, and I just wanted to share that with you because I know that I'm taking advantage of it, and I'm sure that someone out there might be interested in doing that as well. Thank you so much, guys. Again, thank you. I am gonna work hard to bring you guys more topics, maybe not like this, but more like food and try to get myself into, like, you know, places where I can come back and talk to you guys about it. Los quiero mucho y los quiero ver triunfar.